And coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, it's your local station, Radio Life and Style, 88 FM. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And we're getting back into another juicy local interview and picking up on a chat that we had not that long ago. You might have caught the first interview. If not, well, don't worry. We're going to give you a little recap right here on the morning show. And in the spotlight today, we're talking about a new recovery and wellness center that has opened doors here in Bolito. It's called Journey. And, well, if you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, your journey begins with them, your journey to recovery. And in the studio with me this morning, I have the founders of the Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, Yonit and Clive Blumenthal. Welcome back to the microphone, guys. Yonit, how are you today?
I'm good.
Clive, how are you doing? How's the coffee?
It's so good, thanks.
I love it. And guys, we're getting into another discussion today on the back of our last chat. The last time we had you in studio, we got a bit of history on the Journey facility and how you guys started out in Joburg and have now expanded. And is the Bolito branch your first extra offering, or sort of apart from your Joburg hub, is this the only other Journey Recovery and Wellness Center that exists?
Yes, I think it's a dream in the making, because we've wanted to open a more luxurious setting. And I think really, it's a beautiful... Bolito is magnificent. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful places I've been to. So I love being here and having a home here as well. And I think it's a beautiful place to have a recovery center that offers, you know, the beach, the scenery, the nature here, you know, to connect to all of that. So I'm very happy we opened in Bolito.
Well, you know, there's always been a sort of notion that the coastal air, there's something sort of healing and restorative about it. So it makes sense that you would have your next addition to the growing Journey enterprise here in Bolito. And looking at our focus for today's chat, you might have someone in your life, you might have someone you know or love, but maybe you're the person, and maybe you're kind of grappling with this question: am I an addict? Am I an alcoholic? Do I have a problem that is serious enough that I would need to seek professional help, or seek booking myself into a program like the one that you offer at Journey?
Just to say that Journey deals not only with addiction, mm-hmm. It deals with any mental issues, any psychiatric issues. It's a wellness center that we do, because addiction falls under mental or psychiatric.
So you've got a broader, more holistic approach.
Right. Then, am I an addict or alcoholic? An alcoholic's also an addict. So addiction is dependency, chaos, and unmanageability. Mm-hmm. It falls under porn, sex, gambling, gym, work. Addiction is a very, very broad subject.
So not just when you think substance abuse, you know, that's kind of that sort of really narrows it down. But you're saying that if anyone is experiencing that sort of chaos, unmanageability in relation to really any stimuli, they should maybe start looking at
dependency. Yes.
Yeah, broadening the definition of am I an addict? Well, yeah, just because you don't necessarily do lines of coke doesn't mean that you're not in a space where you're not able to control an addiction. Hey?
Yeah, or you're on benzodiazepines, taking sleeping tablets, taking pain tablets, you have a problem.
And I think if you had to speak to a lot of our local pharmacists who see a lot of familiar faces at the counter every week, mm-hmm. they would say, well, you know what, this picture of addiction in our town is massive. Because if you're not just talking about illegal substances, if you look at how many people are addicted to over-the-counter medication, you say sleeping pills, pain medication, and to the point where they really can't get through a week without, or a day without cracking open that bottle, and they don't have manageability, they don't have an ability to put a cork on it. So would you say, number one, asking yourself the question, can you get through the week without using X, whether X is drugs, is alcohol, whether it's pornography or, you know, whatever it is. Is that a good starting question?
Yes, and also, can I get through the day?
I think the minute you have to ask yourself, do I have a problem? It means you actually know already that you have a problem.
Okay, so then it's just about really bringing yourself around to accepting and getting out of that denial phase. Because deep down, you know the answer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You wouldn't be asking yourself that if you didn't actually deep down know that there is an issue.
Okay.
There's an addiction that is more hidden, mm-hmm. that you can actually kind of not get away with, but not everybody can notice. And then there's the substance abuse that actually gets you into rehab. But once you get into rehab, a lot of times we discover the underlying other addiction. And a lot of time that is the more hidden, more shameful one, like sex addiction, relationship addiction, eating disorders, or other psychiatric issues. And they're the ones that if we don't deal with them, it's not that easy to actually heal the addiction part.
Wow. So that's, I can see then the value in really booking yourself into a program where you've got the professionals on hand who are able to unpack the layers and just to find out what the underlying, the hidden addiction and patterns are that have to be addressed in order for you to reach a state of holistic wellness.
So there's something that we need to also put out there. An addict, every single day that he's using, he's got to stop. He knows he's got to stop. And tomorrow he's going to stop. Tomorrow comes, he doesn't stop. So it's always, I've got to stop this, I've got to stop this, I've got to stop this, I've got to stop what I'm doing. It's not right. I'm lying. I'm hiding behind my mouth. Be it sex, be it gambling, be it... Guys gamble their family Christmas money away. Guys gamble their lives away. He doesn't walk out there happy. He walks out there saying, listen, I've got to stop this. It's really ruining my life.
Mm.
And then he gets more money and then he goes in there and says, I'm going to change everything and then I'm going to stop. So it's always, I've got to stop and I'm going to stop.
Mm. And tomorrow?
What actually happens is they end up believing they can't stop. So, well, I keep on saying they, we. End up believing we can't stop. So even if you offer me a rehab, I'm not even sure that that's going to help me. So I might even admit that I've got a problem, but I don't see, I've got such a bad problem, I don't see it coming out of this. Dude, it's not going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a difficult place to come from, and trying to get someone to believe that there actually
that you can
is
help them.
Yeah, there is a possibility of a positive outcome here. That it's you're not a lost cause.
Yeah, so that's why I say just listen to us, follow what my suggestions are. You need suggestions are, and I can promise you, if you listen to me, I'll help you.
There you go. And you need your thoughts on that?
I think I want to just put out there now, that our belief that addiction. It's not a behavior that you just all of a sudden got. You're not a bad person that started. I mean, you might have done bad stuff while you were using, but you're not a bad person. Actually, addiction is a malfunction of how you learned how to cope in life. So all addiction starts from trauma. All addiction starts from unresolved pain, normally in your childhood. And the way you learned how to cope with it was not to feel it. Addiction is running away from feelings in the end of the day.
Yeah.
And this is just how you learned how to do things. You learned how to avoid your feelings. You learned how to disengage. Alcohol and drugs and behaviors just made it easier. But actually, this is a behavior that you probably have done in some way or another your whole life.
Wow.
And, you know, unless we go back there, we're not going to help heal what's happening right now. And we can't take away what COVID has brought into our life in the last few years. A lot of the mental issues we see today has been there before, but COVID has just created a whole mountain of emotions that are coming to the forefront more now than in the 2 years that we were struggling with it.
Wow.
Because now it's that whole, I don't know how to deal with what I'm feeling. So let me take a pill, let me have another glass of alcohol, let me just smoke this joint because I just want to feel. I just don't want to feel. I just want to disengage. And that's what we're seeing more and more.
Wow. Look, I mean, when you paint that picture, I can appreciate how now more than ever there is an incredible need for what you're offering as a recovery and wellness center, and understanding now that it's much broader than what you might narrowly think of as a, you know, a rehab, a substance abuse program. This is a holistic offering that is really aimed at helping people regain a sense of wellness and addressing the deep-rooted trauma that sets this thing in motion, this addiction pattern, multiple addictions, however you're struggling in your life. This thing gets results. It works if you work it. And with how many years experience and stories of success have you now been able to build your confidence in this program? How far back does the journey begin?
Okay, so I think I'm 16 years clean. I'm also not... I'm not one to celebrate birthdays. You know, I believe in living clean. Being clean is not just using substances. It's part of being clean, but being clean is changing behaviors, changing your ways, changing. Change, you have to change. You have to. If you're not prepared to change, people are scared to change. You need to learn how to change.
Yeah.
That's the guidance we give you also. We have owned previous rehabs where we did branch to like a kibbutz style my wife always dreamed on making a rehab out of it, and we did it, but we sold that one. So we 10 years look from the moment I cleaned up after a year, I really started. I had to be clean for a year and then I had to do certain courses, so I'm already 15 years in the treatment of addiction.
But you speak from a place of incredible experience and empathy. You know, this, you understand all ends of this picture, and you know, for anyone coming to seek a path to recovery and wellness through Journey, you can rest assured that you've got people that are here to support you and to help you find the structure you need to work the program and to get to that place where you feel like you've got your life back. You're in control. You don't feel like you need to run and numb yourself from the dark parts of your psyche that have been with you for who knows how long. But you'll be able to reach that point in the not too distant future where you feel like, wow, maybe you haven't arrived, because it's not about arriving. It's about the journey, right? It's not about the destination.
100%.
So
that's exactly what it is.
We're trying to get you on that journey. And if you're listening to this and if this is resonating with you, I've been using a blog article that Yonit wrote as a sort of guide for this conversation. And as we've been discussing, how do I know if I'm an addict? Well, look, you'll probably find this article up on the Journey website, I would imagine, Yonit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested and if you want to find out more about Journey and how to get in touch, check out journeyrecoverycenter.com. That's the web portal. And in Bolito now, where is your shiny new Journey Recovery and Wellness branch open?
So we're on number 12 Douglas Crow Drive. It's actually just after the Tiger Wheel and Tire.
There you go. Yes. Good landmark there.
Yes, it was the building that was standing unfinished and
The Bolito eyesore.
And that Bolito eyesore, that's what we were told that building was called. Now it's a medical center, Revive Medical Center. We're there. On the second floor is a magnificent space.
It's a beautiful roof garden with a pool on the roof, beautiful views, private rooms with sea views, a bathroom en suite.
A hotel for recovery.
Amazing. There's a powerful metaphor there. I think it's taking the eyesore of Bolito and turning it into this luxury hotel of recovery. And may the journey continue. We're looking forward to having another chat again really soon right here on Radio Life and Style. And once again, welcome to Belito, and looking forward to the journey ahead. My special guests in the studio with me, Yanit and Clive Blumenthal, founders of Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, now open in Belito and providing a ray of hope and light in these interesting times we find ourselves in. You're listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Belito.